Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Catherine Smith. This week, we've been hearing poems from the Cascadia Field Guide, a book that celebrates the Cascadia bioregion through science, poetry, and art. I'm grateful to editors Elizabeth Bradfield, Seymourie Furman, and Derek Sheffield for including me in this project. This morning, I'll be reading my own contribution to the Field Guide, which celebrates the humble copepod, which is a type of zooplankton that feeds on algae and provides an important food source for a variety of marine life. Copepods also sequester carbon in the oceans, and I think they're a good example of how something small and unseen can play a huge role in the environment. Dear Copepod, by Catherine Smith. I'm sorry I don't think of you more often. You have a name I love. Three syllables, a dactyl. Its rhythm like skipping or a problematic heart. You have no heart. That's something else I love. You can't love me back. My tears make the shape of your body. Your body could fit inside one. Could you live there, in my salt? Already, you feed on what I shed. Microplastics, exhaled carbon. You know the carelessness of my kind. I'm sorry. I thought maybe you could teach me how to cope. How to climb inside the pod of I can do this and drift. But if I would look closer, I'd see how swiftly you pedal your single foot as the current draws you to the mouths of predators and they consume you. Humans call this the bottom of the food chain. And again, I'm sorry, though by now my apologies must seem feeble. Here I am trying to set myself apart from the worst of my species, while I make assumptions about the whole of yours. You don't care about my excuses. You don't care at all. You calculate. Your feathered antennae fanning out, feeling. That was Dear Copepod, written by me, Catherine Smith, from the Cascadia Field Guide, published by Mountaineers Books. Thank you for listening.